coming up November 11th through the 20th, a play, A Secret in the Wings, is being done by Purdue Theater. In the studios with me is Amy Lynn Budd. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
It's a wonderful show, and I'm curious about putting all this together because this is a series of little stories, right?
Correct. It's a series of little-known fairy tales that were assembled into their current form by Mary Zimmerman, a very well-known playwright, and a team of actors at the Looking Glass Theater in Chicago in 1991. And these little-known fairy tales kind of spring out of each other in unexpected ways.
Is that fun to work with the students in these very different tales?
It's really, really fun. All of the actors play at least half a dozen different characters, and that's a conservative estimate. At their core, they're five-year-old versions of themselves acting out these stories with great seriousness. So we see them transform, and varying degrees of their childlikeness sometimes fades away and sometimes comes to the forefront, depending on the story.
Without giving too much away, I know I saw the Purdue University Department of Forestry and thanked, and I thought this could be a very interesting set, I imagine.
Well, the play is set in a space that is both a forest and a basement. That's how Zimmerman describes it, a forest and a basement at the same time. And these ideas provide inspiration essentially for what it's like to be inside a child's imagination while they're dreaming. And so some productions of this play emphasize the basement aspect. Ours emphasizes the forest aspect. So we see some birch trees on stage, and I believe that our scenic designer consulted with the forestry department to develop his ideas.
Yeah, it's very exciting. The Secret in the Wings, taking place November 11th through 20th at the Nancy Hansen Theater on the Purdue University campus. It's not only a learning experience, but I mean, this is actually theater. Folks will pay money to come see the show. Is it sort of a juggling act of like, oh, I'm grading folks, I'm working on their professional stage presence? That's got to be, I imagine, fun and a bit of a challenge.
It is fun, and it is a bit of a challenge. I think after you work in educational theater for a long time, the ideas about educating and grading and then working to create something really start to merge together. I personally find teaching to be a really collaborative process, very much the way I find directing to be a very collaborative process. And in just about any professional situation as a theater maker, you're going to come across groups of people that have diverse levels of experience. And so you're always looking to bring everybody up to their highest possible level. And so in my process and in the way that Purdue sets up the independent study academic credit for our student actors, their artistic development and professionalism is completely fully integrated into the coursework. So as an instructor, I'm looking for the student actors to bring me creative ideas to the table, for example, the way I would expect professional actors to do so. There's much more to it than showing up with their lines ready to go on time. I'm looking for them to grow in their adaptability. I'm looking for them to grow in their flexibility of expression with their voice and their physicality and their ability to handle depth of emotion and action.
Well, we'll look forward to it. It's The Secret in the Wings, and it's at the Nancy T. Hansen Theater, the 11th through the 20th. Amy Lynn Budd, thanks so much for coming in, and we hope you'll come back for Cabaret and much more.
Oh, I would love to talk with you again. Thank you.